This week's Sedra, we have Moshe Rabbeinu repeating to the Jewish people the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. The Baal Halachas Gedolos explains that the first one, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is not a mitzvah per se, but rather a foundation. The Ramban explains there can't be a mitzvah to believe in God. For if you believe in Him, then you don't need a mitzvah. And if you don't believe in Him, then there can't be a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a command that presupposes a commander. However, the Rambam does count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as one of the 613 mitzvos. The obvious question is, to whom does this mitzvah apply? Those that believe already don't need a mitzvah, and those that don't believe, there can't be a mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Hashem Yimkom Domo explains that deep down, if a person would be objective and look at the complex, organized creation, he would have to assume that there is a creator. It's only because people are biased and subjective and don't want to believe in a creator and be subservient to him that they blind their eyes from seeing the truth. So the mitzvah is to be objective, not to let your desires blind your eyes from seeing what is obvious. So therefore the mitzvah is to those who don't believe, the mitzvah is be objective. Open your eyes and see the world as it really is. Perhaps we can say the following. The mitzvah of Emunah is not merely to believe, but to really know and feel. In Tells, they used to give the example that when they have park benches that are painted that famous green color, and you see a sign that says wet paint, the knee-jerk reflex action of people is to touch it and look at their finger to see the wet paint. Not that they don't believe that the bench is wet paint, but when you feel it on your finger, it's more real. So one idea of Emunah is not just to believe, but to really feel the belief as a reality. Secondly, if you really believe in God, then you have to trust Him. And whether things appear to you to be fair or not fair, good or bad, you have to trust that God knows what He's doing. And lastly, Emunah also includes being faithful. If you have faith in God, be faithful to Him. Be consistent in your behavior regarding what you believe. Perhaps all of that is hinted to in that first sentence of the Ten Commandments. Anochi, it is I. Don't look through your own subjective bias, but look at me objectively. Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is God's attribute of mercy. Elohim is din. Trust me, whether you see mercy or you see judgment. Asher hoseisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of the land of Egypt. Had you been there and seen all the miracles, you would not only believe, you'd feel the belief as a reality. Mibeis avodim, from the house of slavery, a slave is faithful to his master. Be faithful also to what you believe in. That is the mitzvah of Emunah, and it applies to everyone, even people who believe. But it starts with believing. And from there, it's a lifelong quest of making it real, of being faithful, and having faith in the Ribbono Shel. I wish you all a fine, good Shabbos, Nachamu, and we should be comforted and see all of us, all the young Israelites and all of the Jewish people, soon a real comfort with the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, with the coming of Mashiach.